Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
As we enter November, you can feel the season shifting from autumn to winter. It's during this time, if you visit a shrine, that you'll often see families dressed in traditional attire. This is for Shichigo-san, a Japanese celebration of children's growth. Shichigo-san takes place annually on November 15th and celebrates children who are 3, 5, or 7 years old. Dressed in vibrant traditional clothes, families visit shrines to express gratitude for their children's healthy growth and to pray for their continued well-being. Shichigo-san has its roots in a time when infant mortality was high in Japan, and reaching the age of 7 was considered a significant milestone. It's believed that this festival originated from the desire to pray for further health and well-being for children who reach these ages. Over time, the custom evolved into today's style, where children wear beautiful traditional outfits and visit shrines with their families. During Shichigo-san, children are also given Chitose Ame, which is called thousand-year candy, a long red and white stick candy symbolizing health and longevity. The sight of children walking carefully in their zori sandals, wearing bright and colorful clothes, with their hair done up is absolutely adorable. If you see families in traditional attire around town, give them a word of congratulations.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have information from Fukuoka City. Last month, I mentioned some information about Fukuoka Kibo Junior High School in our broadcast, if you remember. Currently, the school is recruiting students for the next school year, so I want to share some more detailed information today. Fukuoka Kibo Junior High School is a public night school created by Fukuoka City for individuals who couldn't complete compulsory education due to various circumstances, including truancy. Enrollment is open regardless of nationality. The school offers all the subjects taught in daytime junior high schools, and for those concerned about their Japanese skills, Japanese language teachers provide instruction from basic levels. Graduates receive an official junior high school diploma. Classes are held from 5:50 p.m. to 9:15 p.m. on weekdays on the fourth floor of the Fukuoka City Education Center in Momochi Sawada Ward. It's conveniently located, just a 10-minute walk from the subway and bus terminal. Tuition and textbooks are free, and financial assistance, such as travel expenses, may be available for students in need. Fukuoka Kibo Junior High School is now accepting applications for students who wish to enroll in April next year. Eligible applicants must have been born before April 1, 2010, be registered residents of Fukuoka City, and either did not graduate from junior high school or were unable to fully attend classes due to various reasons. For more information, please refer to the application guide available on the school's website by searching for Fukuoka Kibo Junior High School Student Recruitment. Brochures are also available at city and ward offices with translations in multiple languages, including English. If you're interested in applying, please contact the school by January 31st of next year via phone or email. The phone number is 092-400-0751. Again, that number is 092-400-0751. You can call on weekdays between 2 p.m. and 9:15 p.m. The email address is provided on the school's website, so feel free to send questions or inquiries via email in your preferred language, as they do offer support in multiple languages, including English. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.